We are now in the world of micro-influencers. This is a relatively new phenomenon, whereas if you go back 15 years ago and beyond, as mass media and culture and entertainment in many different ways grew, the only way to be known, for the most part, was to be known on the mass scale, to have a successful television show, to be a movie star, an athlete, or someone in industries like health or science, technology or education, where you are the top of the field and you were the person. But that has changed a lot over the last decade or two decades. There are micro-influencers with big followings for their niche. And now in all these small little niches, these little worlds have built up. And in each one of them are influencers that are looked up to and followed and often copied. And as that world expands and becomes more specific and more niche-based, you're going to see it happen even more, which means, on the other end, you're going to see less of these Hollywood superstars, less of the television stars, because nobody's watching the same thing anymore. I remember as a kid, the TV show MASH, I believe it was on Sunday nights. It had a huge following, and I'm pretty sure it was 1983 was their last episode. And that show had the highest television ratings of all time. And I will go out on a limb and say that will never happen again. Because ever since cable television came along, and then the internet, interest continues to be fractured, not necessarily in a bad way, but away from the major, huge players and onto smaller and smaller niche brands and people. What's different from the niche influencers as opposed to the past is people could actually now get to these people, connect with them, meet them, and have conversations, whether it's online or in person. Because when it separates that much, they're not as famous, they're not as wealthy, and there's more access to them, often if they allow it. But where I want to go with this is the way that we treat those people. To some people, I'm one of those people. And it's pretty funny when I get on the phone with somebody, and the first 3 minutes often are them being surprised that they're talking to me because they're used to listening to my voice here, and now we're talking in person. And to me, I'm like, don't do that. I'm just another person. I make fun of myself. I call myself a goofball or a knucklehead or whatever it is because I want them to realize we're no different. And there's no benefit to me of people treating me that way. And I've been around enough celebrities and athletes and actors to know that the only ones that really like that are the ones that use it to fuel their ego and their insecurity. The greatest people I've met in that world, no matter how much attention they got, were very humble about it and didn't seek it. But often we as followers can change who we are around those people. We act differently. We're a certain way with our friends. And then we meet somebody that we look up to. And all of a sudden we start kissing their butt a little bit. We start saying things we normally wouldn't have said, doing things we normally wouldn't have done to impress them. And I can tell you right now, the ones that you really want to be around won't be impressed by you being somebody that you're not, or idolizing what they do, because they also and often don't take themselves as seriously as the fans take them. I remember so often being around these celebrities, these athletes, and I hate to say it, but they would make fun of the fans. They would see people waiting outside the arena for hours, and they would joke about them. They would call them names. This was a job to them, and these other people idolize them so much that they take days off of work to stand in line for hours to just watch their truck go by as they enter the arena, and they fawn over them and idolize them. And I remember seeing that and being like, man, that was me for so long. I was that fan. I was the one that idolized somebody because I watched them on television or saw them in a video or went to their concert. And seeing the way that they looked at those people opened my eyes that they weren't often excited by that attention. They kind of thought it was a joke. Now, they knowingly and happily took the paycheck that came with it, but they didn't take the fans seriously when they did that, when they worshiped them. And I had a funny story. I remember as a teenager, late teenager, I used to sneak into the nightclubs with my friends who were older than me. And that was back in my heavy metal years. So we used to go to these clubs and all these bands would come to these smaller clubs, bands that often had a video on MTV or started becoming big. And we'd kind of get to rub elbows with them, have a drink with them, even though I wasn't technically allowed. And often we got kind of wide-eyed in who we got to meet. And there was this one band, it was called Kix. And if you remember that era, they had like one song that made it kind of big on MTV. And they had a loyal following, but they were not considered big by any stretch of the imagination. But in that world I was in, they were known, and to some people, they were known very well. Well, one of our friends, who we considered pretty cool, was a huge Kix fan. I mean, he lived for them, and none of us really got it. They weren't a big enough band to be like this super fan of, but that was him. He attached to this band so much that he idolized them. So much so that he went out and got a Kix tattoo on his right arm. And I remember seeing that and be like, whoa, did you really get that tattoo? Like the rest of your life, like I didn't know it could be removed at some point. But for the rest of your life, you have a tattoo of a band that most people don't even know. And I'm saying to myself, they're not even that good. So you can imagine how excited he was when Kix came to one of the clubs that we hung out at, played a show, and went to the VIP area, which was really just a velvet rope blocking off a couple of couches, to sign some autographs. So he was so excited to meet Kix. And I was so excited for him to meet Kix, so I was next to him. And this normally cool guy with long hair, all of us really liked him as a friend, and see him turn into like a four-year-old kid as he got around his favorite band. And I remember walking up with him as he went to get their autograph and shake their hand and say hello, and the excitement he had when he pulled up his sleeve to show them the Kix tattoo, and then the eventual look on his face at their reaction. And I remember it clearly as the guitar player looked at him, elbowed his buddy, who I think was the lead singer, pointed at my friend, and started laughing. And his initial reaction was, "Dude, you got a tattoo of our band? Why would you do that?" And they started laughing, not believing that somebody got a tattoo of their little band. And he walked away. Now, I know they were probably drinking, they were probably just having a good time, but he was crushed by it. Crushed. Because he took their band more seriously than they did. He branded himself with their logo. And as I record this, I wonder what happened to him. I wonder if he got that tattoo removed. Because I know he went in there feeling different than the way that he left there. Because they're a band playing their music, nothing wrong with what they're doing, but they obviously didn't want to be idolized. They didn't think that high of themselves that one of their fans should get a tattoo with their logo. And I've thought about that for years because I still idolized sports stars for years after that. But I remember thinking to not look up to them as much as I had previously done. Not that there's anything wrong with them as people, but those guys were basically telling my friend, "We're not better than you, and why would you put our logo on your body?" And you see that with sports. You see that in a lot of different ways, this idolization of these people. And if you truly want to get close to them, he would have made a much better impression by not idolizing them, by not getting the tattoo, and just by being who he was, the one that we all liked. But instead, he went and became something he wasn't and got ridiculed for it. So if you find yourself following somebody in this micro-influencer world, and often much bigger, I'd implore you not to. They're people. They all make mistakes that you don't see. Often they're not as nice as they portray themselves to be. And they also have all the same insecurities that we do. But their PR person won't let you see it. So the key is just be yourself if you are around, meet, or connect with any people that you look up to. Because I'm telling you, you know things that they don't know. And often, if you did get to know them, you could add value to their life the same way that they do of yours. And I think we need to stop being fanboys and fangirls of so many of these people and just be ourselves and do our thing. Because people aren't going to respect you when you kiss up to them. Just a little influencer rant, and I will be back with you tomorrow.